Mr. Skelly's picture in this boardroom is the biggest picture in this boardroom. And it's a great, what a man.
Yeah, he was.
Did we talk about, where, did he come out of Pennsylvania?
I think so. I believe so, yes.
I think so.
I believe so.
Do you sense Mr. Skelly and your father, who were just bigger than life, weren't they?
Yes. To me, they were.
Well, they were in our community. Mm-hmm. And I was going to say, Mr. Skelly could probably be called, really, Mr. Tulsa, for all he did. And you're pointing where?
To that engraved silver tray, calling him Mr. Oklahoma and Mr. Tulsa.
Oh, is that true?
Bill Skelly.
Right. Oh, and there I see a microphone, says KBOO.
That's one of the original microphones from the early days of KBOO.
I have that style microphone in my own home, but I don't have a KBOO on it. How much can I pay you for that?
It's not for sale.
It's priceless.
But thanks for asking.
Yes. What a great piece of microphone to have.
Yes. And remember, the station when it first started was KRFU, Kind Friends Remember Us.
Okay. I didn't realize that.
That was when Granddad bailed out the station because it was doing so poorly and ended up with the station because, like I said, if he's going to make payroll, might as well own the station.
And then he came up with the call letters, apparently.
The Voice of Oklahoma, yes.
That came from Mr. Skelly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well then, when I called him, the imprint that he made in this community is still felt.
Absolutely. I think so. From Skelly Junior High to...
Right.
Skelly Bypass.
Thoughts of your father and Mr. Skelly, every once in a while, I've got to come through your head.
It does.
You know? And maybe you make decisions, you say, well, I wonder what they would do.
Yeah, I've got to give some back here. We got to make sure this works.
You have given in the community and a service to the Tulsa Rogers County Port Authority, the Port of Catoosa. Mm-hmm. Tell us about first going there.
That was when I said that I was... My father said, John, we're dedicating the port. I want you to go with me out to the port. And I'm going, what port? What are you talking about? And he told me there was a port. And he told me how it worked and kind of explained it to me. And I went out there. I was just a little kid. And I was, the president was there. And
President Nixon.
As you pointed out.
Yeah.
I was kind of shocked that this thing developed right in the middle of Oklahoma. And I was offered someone offered me a slot in Port Authority, and I said, I can do that. So I went out there and I enjoyed going. I enjoyed seeing what they were doing, and gosh, they had a lot of employees out there. 4,000 people were working out there. That's a lot going on out there.
And how many companies now do you think are out there?
Oh, there's probably 50 companies out there.
Yeah.
It's a really unique asset to the state of Oklahoma. When I was with the King of Norway, I started telling him about the largest inland port in the United States. He started asking questions. He wanted to know all about the port.
Yeah.
So he was talking to the right person.
Has that the King of Norway now is what's his name?
King Harald.
Harald, right. How old would he be?
Harald would be, he would not be my age, he'd be younger, but probably 15 years younger.
Okay. Has he made several trips to the United States?
He's never come down here, but I don't know how often he gets out of the country.
Has he been in the United States, you think?
I'm sure he has.
Right.
The last time I was with him, he asked me, he said, John, my son is at, I think it was USC, and he said, I can't get him to come back. How can you help me get him to come back? And I'm going, I can't help you there.
Maybe it had something to do with the weather.
Maybe.
The University of Southern California.
Yeah, maybe. I didn't. I just said, that's a family thing, and it's out of my jurisdiction completely.
Did he have other children, Harald?
Uh-huh. I believe so, but he was only talking about the one. He was trying to get some advice from us on how to get his kid back to Norway. And
the sense I get that from the country of Norway that they're held in the king and queen mm-hmm. are held in high esteem.
Very high esteem. Queen. Well, when Dee Dee and I were with the king, Dee Dee said, "Would you mind if I got a picture of you and John together?" And he said, "Oh, it'd be great." Said, "Did you bring a camera?" So she reaches in her purse, pulls out a little small camera back in the day before cell phones. And he goes, "Wait a minute, I got that same phone Saturday." I got that same camera Saturday. Tell me, how do you work this? And so they're over there powwowing on how to use the camera. And she got some nice pictures of the king and I.
Yeah, the king and I. Seemed like there was a musical.
I believe there was.
You were in their residential, in the palace.
Yes, which is not open. The palace is never open to visitors, and it is private, and they strictly adhere to that. You're invited in,
and
period.
And you were invited in.
Yeah. Oh yes. Because I was the consul, so
right.
I made arrangements, and I said, "Could I bring my wife?" And I made it all arranged, and
it's got to be beautiful.
Beautiful doesn't quite say it.
Is that right?
It's stunning.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is not open to the public whatsoever.
They don't give tours like they do in England.
They do not.
In London.
No, there's
Queen
no
Elizabeth
tours.
And all that.
It's private. Sorry. No tours. Thank you for asking. Was my experience.
Right. How is Norway dealing with immigration now? Do you recall?
I think it's a problem, and it's getting worse, and they're wrestling with it also. Because if you're a Norwegian, you're at a different level of a member. They're cradle to grave health care.
Yeah.
Like they take care of their Norwegian folks. It's a great country.
But they do allow immigrants in, do they not?
As far as I know, they do. I didn't get into conversation about it. I don't. Right.
You have we strayed a little bit there, but that was
yeah, way strayed.
No, but it's fun. It's interesting, and that you had that. Still have. I mean, if you wanted to pick up the phone and talk to the King of Norway right now, you could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, I work for him.
Right. Where's the phone? Let's call him. I've got another Norwegian, third generation, sitting here.
That's right. I got my friend here who wants to talk to you about a couple of issues.
His grandfather came from over there. That's funny.
Yeah.
But then you've given your time to University of Oklahoma, Board of Regents.
Yes, I have.
And how many years did you do that?
14 years, 2 7-year terms. Enjoyed it immensely. David Boren was the president, and we got along fabulously.
Yeah. We often ask people their advice to the young mm-hmm. who are listening.
Hmm.
They're listening
okay.
back to these stories.
Okay.
You've got these great men in your life and all. Do you have any advice to young people graduating from high school or college?
A look around Oklahoma very carefully. There's lots to do, lots to enjoy. We're a very fortunate state, I think. And I'm very pleased to be from it, have anything to do with it. There's a lot going on in Oklahoma. I'm not saying there's not anything going on in other states. There clearly is, but I think in the totality of it all, I think Oklahoma holds up beautifully well to other bigger states and
yeah.
more populous states.
And because it's a young state and it's mm-hmm. not as populated as others, mm-hmm. I think it's easier to make a name and a way for you in this state.
I agree. I think you're right, John. I think you're right. There's opportunity is what you're getting to. And
so then I ask people is how would you like to be remembered?
Hmm. I have to think about that a minute.
And nobody's asked you that, have they?
I don't think so.
But at this young age of 73, how would you like to be remembered?
Probably as a good parent.
Yeah. Do you know any Norwegian phrases? Did you speak any Norwegian? Did
no.
you pick up on
no,
that?
No, I don't speak any Norwegian.
All right. I want to thank you for this.
Oh, of course.
And
my
think,
pleasure.
I think we say in Norwegian, tuck for sist. Have you heard that term?
I have heard that term.
Takk for sist, meaning thank you for
yes.
this, right? And then you would say vel bekommen.
Okay, vel bekommen, yeah.
Yeah. And I can go into the accent of Norwegians pretty fast, and you probably can too.
If you end any sentence with the word ja, it probably works, but that might be a little bit short-sighted.
Right. So I could say ja, ja. And Merry Christmas to you.
I've been fortunate enough to to have been associated with Norway. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, John. This was fun.
Thank you, John. Appreciate your kindness, sir. Yeah.